because I'm Minnesotan and a girl, and therefore I was raised to feel like I don't deserve to have things.
Welcome to Geeks Without God with Nick Glover, Tim Wick, and Molly Glover.
We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks, geeks without God.
This week on Geeks Without God, holy crap, Convergence is right around the corner and we're really excited. It's our 2-year birthday and panels and costumes.
We're geeks without God.
This is Geeks Without God. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Nick Glover, joined as always by my co-host, Tim Wick.
Here I am, Tim Wick.
And Molly Glover.
I am Molly Glover.
This is Geeks Without God. My God, we just
Geeks
turned
Without
into
God.
A news program.
I thought I'd try something different.
Yeah. I like it.
We just crossed 100 episodes.
Somewhere,
it's time to change something.
Yeah, somewhere someone's in their car and they're like, why?
Put it back. And as you know or should know, Convergence is imminent. It's coming up imminent.
It's also imminent.
It's
both.
Yeah, right. Yes.
Convergence is on its way.
And Convergence is Geeks Without God's birthday.
Yeah.
This will be our second birthday.
Two years. Yeah, 2 years
We're
old.
Entering the terrible twos, so watch out, everybody.
Yeah, we're going to be brats, but like more than usual.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
We're going to be atheist brats.
Yeah.
We're going to go on the internet and tell people that their opinions are bullshit. But like
Christian,
more than we already do.
More than we always do.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about Convergence, some of the things we're looking forward to, some of the panels and stuff we're going to be on and we're looking forward to. Let's start with panels.
Yeah.
Sure. I don't know if we have to go. We've all got quite a few panels, a bunch.
We're busy.
We should probably first mention, because it is our second anniversary, we're going to do our live podcast.
Yes.
We will be doing a live
Saturday
recording.
Night at 7 p.m.
Yay. Yeah. Guys, remember we first started our Sunday morning, like 8 a.m. slot? Look how far we've come.
Yeah.
Saturday, 7 p.m.
Remember that. Yeah.
Masquerade.
They're putting us up against the Masquerade, motherfuckers.
You guys got to prove that you like us better than Masquerade.
I mean, Masquerade's going to be recorded. Then again, I guess so is our podcast, so maybe that's not the best example.
Masquerade is awesome. We don't want to say anything against Masquerade.
I do.
It's going to be full.
Fuck Masquerade.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, so fuck them in their stupid tiny top hats.
I hope someone does a tableau that is sort of based on some movie.
But no, the only thing about missing Masquerade that sucks for us is that Fearless Comedy Productions was tapped to do the halftime show that's poorly named. The incorrectly named halftime show.
Because it's after the Masquerade, but before the awards.
Right.
It's basically while the judges are tallying their scores, something to keep the audience entertained.
Right.
So we're going to do a sketch comedy thing that's going to be like making fun of new pop culture shit. And Molly and Nick and I will all have a hand in writing that, but we won't actually be able to see it.
It's true. So. But I know it's going to be funny because we got a lot of funny people in Fearless.
Yeah, a couple good ideas that we can't talk
and
about
Eric.
Yet. And Eric.
I was actually one of the funniest people.
I hate to play devil's advocate. Sorry.
So our guests on that podcast are going to be Rebecca Watson, who is one of our first guests.
Yep.
She's very funny and very charming.
Really funny. And Dr. Rubidium. Which is a member of the Skeptics. She's a chemist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and she's done work on forensic chemistry and stuff like that. So
ladies' night.
Yeah,
and because it's Skeptics,
ladies' night.
I feel like extra like good and not sleazy about saying all right, two chicks. That's great. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun.
Get an update on the Sorbo cast from Rebecca Watson. The theme this year is urban fantasy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which
a Midsummer Night's Dream.
Which has a big overlap with everyone's favorite genre, supernatural romance.
Yes.
Yeah. So Twilight is technically on theme this
Twilight
year.
Twilight is technically on theme. We'll see
as
what that
is Harry
all...
Potter. Yeah. And,
as
I don't know.
As is Gargoyles.
Gargoyles.
And it's the 25th anniversary.
Yeah.
of Gargoyles, also, and they're going to have a bunch of guests from Gargoyles there.
The Split Worlds books and some other ones that are really good. And Cargill's book and his new book just came out. The Queen of Dark Things, which is the follow-up to Dreams and Shadows.
It's so a sequel. I didn't know that. Okay.
And by the time you're listening to this, I will have read it, but I haven't yet because it isn't out yet. So I don't know. I bet it's good.
Yeah.
Jeremy has his.
He got a starred review. His second book got a starred review.
Awesome.
He's gotten... I was talking to him this week, and...
so was I.
About the book. Holy fuck. And he's gotten just a ton of really, really solid positive reviews.
Good.
So he's very pleased with it.
Yeah, and I'm really looking forward
guest.
To it.
He's a guest.
He is a guest of honor, and I'm going to be doing his one-on-one interview. So it's a videotaped interview. I will be the moderator for that, and that's on Saturday at 2 o'clock.
Awesome.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
Are you on Jeremy's panel with Molly and I, or are we just
on that
one?
I don't think so. I think you guys are on it.
I'm looking forward to that one.
It's early on Thursday. I didn't realize that they started having panels at 12:30 on Thursday.
They
because
did.
I thought that the con didn't start until 7. So that's interesting because no one will be there, but maybe you'll be there. And if you are, please come see our panel.
it's called It's Okay Not to Like Things.
Now I know what time we have to get to the hotel.
Yeah,
so that's
right,
good because that wasn't on the plan. So it's
the panel's called It's Okay Not to Like Things.
Yeah.
And basically it's like you don't get to set the criteria by which I'm defined as a nerd.
Exactly.
So if I don't like Firefly or Roller Derby or whatever the fuck.
Buffy that's Doctor Who.
Yeah.
I mean, Star Trek, Star Wars. If you don't like it, that's okay.
It's considered taboo by some nerds not to like whatever gives them a geeky boner.
But it's going to be it's Jeremy and us, and I don't remember who else is on there.
A bunch of cranky complainers.
Yeah, exactly. It's just
the most curmudgeonly panel.
It's going to be a curmudgeon.
Bill Steitler's on.
That's right.
Yeah.
I had a feeling it was Bill. Yeah.
So.
Bill, I love Bill complaining on and making fun of shit on Facebook. That's quality one-liners.
He's got a dry wit.
Yes.
About him.
Yes. Very the driest.
So that's I don't know if I'll be. My goal would be to go and watch that panel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think that's a really interesting topic. I think it's also there's you kind of have to address the reverse, which is when somebody says they like something, there's that nerd tendency to go, "Oh my God, Star Wars! Why does everybody like Star Wars?"
Yeah,
like, fuck
or
you.
Zombies or
fuck you. They can like what they like. You know, if it's not your thing, man, that's
that, cool. Hipsterism. It's popular, therefore it's bad.
And I think for me, one of the things that I tend to get annoyed with is, which is kind of like that, but I don't think that people shouldn't like things, but it's more like when someone's like, "Oh my God, zombies are bacon," it's like everything. That's that's what when people are like, "Oh well, of course I'm gonna love it because zombies." It's like just reserve that a little bit. Just see it first. Just see it first is all I'm asking. Like
if you could censor ban one thing that's like that. One thing that like
that would be a good topic What's the one thing you'd get rid of?
It'd be bacon for me.
Yeah,
without a doubt. I'm tired of bacon soap, bacon band-aids, bacon dish towels.
I just like bacon.
See, bacon's
bacon, but like
you can love. I don't know, man. Yeah, that's kind of the thing.
Yeah,
it's like there's this. For me, I guess it's like there's this, sometimes nerds get this thing where it's almost like it feels like they're faking how much they like stuff because that's the note that they've found gets them
it's
attention.
It's like they're lolcatting bacon.
Yes. Yeah, or like they've discovered it's like
it's not a food, it's a meme.
It's like porn as an improv suggestion. Everyone's gonna laugh because it's
porn.
You can always go blue, that's the easy way to go or whatever. But I don't know. So it feels like that to me, but yeah.
Earliest panel is Mark Time at 6 o'clock. But that's because I'll be in rehearsals for Mark Time until 6 o'clock.
So I've never been to Mark Time. I barely know what it is. It's radio. Yeah.
It's a live radio show. So
yeah.
The last year and this year too, the script will be pulled from a script that was written for Big Fun Radio Fun Time.
Oh.
Where they Jerry Stearns and Brian Price. It was one of the scripts from the holiday show.
Mm-hmm.
The one about the 3D printer.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So they're going to expanding that out, but they do some really bizarre, weird, interconnected scripts. They're a lot of fun. Wendy Bowlesby and I have been voice actors for them for a long time, and they like us because we both do a lot of different weird voices. So we usually get a lot of the little character parts. We're usually not the leads. We're just
people. That would be so fun to do.
Oh, I think
your quirky friend. You're both quirky friends.
Yeah, I love I love doing the little character parts.
I feel like I have so many voices, and I never get to use them, because when I get to do anything that involves it, I get cast as this one thing, and it's always smoky-voiced woman, and I never get to do like the many other voices I do.
I cast you as a ditzy blonde voice, and
you were one of the like wicked stepsisters.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, that's true. You do. It's things like that that I want to be like. You should like. I should be able to be in this, because it's like I can do so much stuff.
Well,
like,
there's a really good chance that this is their last year doing Mark Time.
Really,
they've been doing it for a long time, and it has been suggested that by them. That maybe Big Fun Radio Fun Time should take over.
That would be cool.
So maybe next year.
That would be great.
We'll be doing that. But
That's cool. That'd be a good panel for next year.
It's that thing where you're like, how do you say? This is something you struggle with. I think all of us, as like any kind of performer or whatever, is to be like artist. It's like, how do you say, hey, I would be really good at this, but you have to let me try, and I know that that's hard to do. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard to get into those things.
Give me a shot.
Yeah.
It's the hardest thing in the world to say, I really want to do this.
Yeah.
And because you feel like you're sort of forcing yourself on somebody right. instead of just
harder saying, than fighting cancer.
I'm good at this. Please let me do it.
Right.
It's
more like, because, you know, you get to the, because it's like, no one, these things generally are cast in a very, and I don't mean this word pejoratively, but nepotistic way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All the kind of stuff, all even, you know, and so it's like, you get to the point where you're like, how do I become the thing that you draw upon? Like, how do I get in that pool? Like,
I want you to write roles for me. Do you have anything else Thursday?
Thursday night at 11:30, panel 237.
Ooh.
Which, this is a Bill Steitler panel. I know Shining? Cargill's on it. No, it's, you know the movie Room 237, which is the conspiracy?
Oh, wait. We haven't
seen it yet. Yeah. It's the conspiracy theory movie. These people sitting there talking about all these things that The Shining's supposed to be.
The faked moon landing.
All that,
So Room 237 is what is going to happen is Bill is going to give us a popular culture movie or television show, and the panel has to make up the conspiracy about that television.
Oh, that's
interesting.
Brilliant.
An improvised panel about making up conspiracy theories.
Huh.
Yeah. It's pretty targeted.
No, I'm
because there is another panel about making up conspiracy theories I believe I'm on.
Yeah.
Yes, there is.
That's our panel.
It is our panel. Yeah. That's Saturday at 10 p.m. We are remounting the... we're getting the band back together.
Yeah.
And so last time it was, it's a conspiracy. And this year it's super serious pseudoscience. So that's, so that's going to be.
Super serious.
I talk about homeopathy so much this
year. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know supposed to be improvised, but I want you to know homeopathy is just. Everything is going to be about.
I'm going to talk about ghosts and how they can heal us.
So the panel is obviously going to be about. Fake science, bullshit science.
Yeah, like how last time it was all the fake conspiracies. This time it's going to be fake science, and we're going to be answering your health questions and helping you with your science needs.
We will be there to fix your chakras.
Yes.
That's right. That's my specialty.
And Jeremy will be joining us once again, and so don't let that keep you away. It's going to
be I think it'll be a good one, yeah.
I'm also, I get to be on Obsessed with Joseph
Scribner.
His live recording. Me and Rebecca Watson are going to talk about cats.
Cats, like cats. The animals?
Yes, like...
Oh,
like
wow.
Purring, fuzzy... Interesting. Fuzzy, adorable
Just
animals.
You two, or who's the third?
I think it's just me and Rebecca.
Interesting.
You were on that last year for Doctor Who?
I was, with Paul Cornell and Cargill.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually how I actually met Cargill without just being like, I like your stuff.
Yeah, it's... I'm excited.
Yeah.
I did a Obsessed about Raiders of the Lost Ark about 6 months ago now, and I really liked being able to do that. So.
It's fun.
Yeah, I like Joseph.
Let me know when he does an Obsessed about Doctor Doom, because
you got to just tell him that you want to do one about that.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. With Joseph especially, like, if you just say, like, here's what I'm obsessed about, he'll figure out a time to put it together.
I feel weird pitching that to someone else for their own show. Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to be like, Joseph. Hey, but I like this thing, and you should let me talk about it.
That's like what I was mentioning with things like Mark Time. It's so hard to be like, oh, I love it, and I want to help, and I want to do it, but
it's anything like, else for you on Thursday, Tim?
On Thursday? Are we flashing back to Thursday? No, that's it for Thursday. That last panel's at 11:30. I might actually catch some sleep after.
So all three of us are in Vilification Tennis Friday night.
I'm excited about Vilification Tennis.
It's always a fucking
blast.
Tim
and I are also both on SmackDown on Thursday.
Yes, we are. Oh, yeah. Forgot about SmackDown.
Which will be really fun. I've never done SmackDown before, but
I would love to do SmackDown some year, because it's basically who would win in a fight, which is the ultimate nerd argument.
It is the ultimate nerd argument. Yep. And this year is Wizards.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Bone
up on my Wizards, said nobody ever.
Salsa Sterling... What's the name of his show that he debuted
at? Fully Believable. Yeah.
They did a bit of that on Fully Believable, where it was Zorro versus Robin Hood was the argument for who is better.
Right. I remember that now.
And as soon as he said which side I was on, I knew we would win. Because Zorro is just Batman.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Hispanic Batman.
Well, he's Batmanuel. I mean, he's going to win. He's
And Robin Hood is Green Arrow.
Right. Yeah.
So.
And Batman beats Green Arrow.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, one was fighting for a little bit of wealth equality, and the other was fighting to keep a country.
And Robin Hood stands in trees with green tights and goes, ha ha!
Yeah. I've seen it.
Yeah. How are you not going to win that fight? So, yeah, that's what SmackDown is all about. It's a bunch of panelists who are comedians.
Nerd fight.
We've got Amy Berg, who's one of our guests of honor this year, and Cargill will be guests, plus Joseph Scrimshaw, Tim Uren, Kelvin Hatley, and Christopher Jones, who are our standard panelists and always really funny. It's going to be hilarious.
That's excellent.
I have only ever seen a portion of a SmackDown before. I've never actually seen it all the way.
The supervillain SmackDown.
Yeah, we saw a little bit of that.
I had to catch some of it.
It's always too full. There's people camped out.
Now that we're in the main stage.
It's on main stage. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
we've been
on main stage for the last few years.
That's awesome.
We filled the room when we were on the smaller room.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything else Friday, Mom?
Oh yeah. Are we talking about Friday now?
Yeah, we're talking about Friday.
Friday, that was Thursday, SmackDown.
Sorry.
We're going to post our schedules online.
Well, I wasn't sure if you were going person by person or day by day.
So let's go to Friday. What is everyone...
On Friday, I'm doing PowerPoint karaoke, and I think Tim's in that.
I am.
Nick and I are both doing Judging a Book by Its Cover, or Tim, are you in that too?
I'm the moderator on that.
All right, so Judging a Book, which you guys might have seen at Die Laughing.
And at a Bill show, too.
It debuted last year at Convergence. It is hilarious.
Yeah, it's super fun. Nick and I are an amazing team at Judging a Book by Its Cover.
And you're going up against another amazing team.
Who's
that?
It's
going to be Don Krasnowski and Jerry Belish.
Fantastic.
And last year, those guys just completely killed it.
Oh my God, I'm excited for that.
Yeah, because,
that's a formidable enemy.
Yeah,
right.
But, and then... I also am very excited because I get to be on the Welcome to Night Vale panel, and that's going to be a lot of fun, and that means I get to use my Welcome to Night Vale Cecil voice when I talk, which will be a lot of fun.
Just for the listeners, what's your...
I will be on the panel. I will be the panel. You will listen, and we will speak.
Strax.
Taco Bell.
That's
Leif
awesome.
Moss. But then, I don't know, what are you guys doing? And that's like 8:30. That's evening Friday.
Yeah,
what are you guys?
I've just got Ville and Judging
Ville
a Book.
And,
that's what I've got.
Yeah, so Ville Town will be fun, as always. I mean, you guys know that. I don't know if you've even planned out what's going to happen yet, or is it just right now going to be Ville?
It's going to be, there's Ville, there's going to be some extra comedy bits in there.
I believe my costume will be awesome for,
are you going to reveal, or is it a secret?
I just haven't decided. I'm definitely going to remount Emma Frost.
Yeah, me too, like, Saturday night.
Like Scott Summers. And so I think I might do that for the, for Ville Night, for Saturday, for Friday night. But I'm probably also gonna do a Mockingbird costume at some point.
Oh, awesome.
So I'm excited about that. Mm-hmm. I just don't, we'll see how the spandex looks. If it looks amazing, then I might wear that for vilification. But it just depends on how hot it is.
Yeah.
But the nice thing about the Emma Frost costume is it is revealing and therefore nice and cool. So but you still sweat a lot. So I usually leave sweat stains wherever I sit down.
I had in my mind to do a Pam costume from Archer. Uh-huh. I was going to do an exact Pam costume, but not shave my beard at all. But, I mean, like, looking into, like, buying women's clothing in my size for the costume...
is expensive.
Is more expensive than just buying my clothing that I would wear in my size.
And
so
if,
it's,
if Con was after Fest, we would have no trouble finding many people who might have dresses or something like left over and
pencil skirt or whatever. Yeah. So I was gonna do that as a costume, but it's not gonna happen this year.
So you're still working on the costume plans?
I've got another costume. It's under wraps.
Super secret. It's
a minor secret.
It's so super secret.
Super secret Nick's doom.
I will.
Let's just say it's body size, body type appropriate to me, which is something I don't care if other cosplayers do or don't.
Yeah. Same here.
I do for me.
I'm the same.
Sure.
I'm never going to be Fat Superman. You're never going to see me wearing that costume. If somebody else wants to be Fat Superman, that's cool.
That's cool.
I will probably be joining him in his super secret costume as a super secret sidekick.
Yeah.
But the other thing I have to say that I'm excited about for Friday, right after Viltan, I will be running to go do the Killer Bees improv.
Yay.
Again, which was
Melissa, right?
Yeah, with Melissa Karcher, and Kelvin Hatley's in that, and I think Bill Styler was in it. Maybe not. Maybe
I'm
Jerry is and Joseph was. It was a lot of fun last year, and even though we watched 17 minutes of the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Awesome.
Not the good 17 minutes. It was like the 17 minutes of setup.
Did you know? I heard that movie was undergoing daily script rewrites and changes, and there was so much confusion, and the effects, the like practical effects, the makeups and the prosthetics and stuff like this Goombas.
Yeah.
Or the Koopa Troopas. They're all changing so rapidly that, Bob Hoskins, thought that, because he's an actor of caliber. Like, he was a serious, drama actor to start out. So, he figured that the only way he'd be able to get through that movie and have his performance be, like, standout or impressive was to drink heavily every day.
Yeah, Cargo was telling us that.
And so he was just smashed through. Yeah, that's right, Cargo told us Jamie's
at Jamie's party.
So he was just drunk off his ass the entire, every scene he's in, every line in the movie, apparently he's just
drunk. Can you imagine
drunk.
Daily rewrites on the set of a movie? Like, just, I mean, because, nothing makes a script more cohesive like daily scene rewrite.
Yeah, well thought out, last minute changes.
Yeah. So that's Friday.
Yeah, Saturday.
Saturday.
We talked about Geeks.God. Obsessed Podcast is right after that.
Yep.
And then the super serious pseudoscience.
Yep. And while you're going to have to divide your loyalties, because while Tim is at the Obsessed Podcast, Nick and I will be in Pathfinder Ex Machina, which is
Hal Bichelle's
hilarious role-playing adventures.
It's
comedy role-play?
It's improv, like kind of a panel show feel to it. But it's using like Dungeons and Dragons 3 or 3.5 or Pathfinder rules to, as a group, kind of define what character classes and abilities would be assigned to. I don't know if the topic she chose is public or not. It's Disney stuff.
It says so on the name of the panel.
Oh, it does. Okay, yeah. So it's gonna be like.
Jafar.
Gaston the Crab. What's his class and his ability?
Gaston the Crab.
Sebastian the Crab. Yeah. Gaston's the guy from Beauty and the Beast.
We know.
Yes.
I got there.
No one drinks like Gaston. No one thinks like Gaston.
You know, I all the derp face memes of him are so great. There's so many of them.
Gaston, Beauty and the Beast was one of my favorites. Because I was still kind of a kid. I was kiddish. I was like 13, 14. You know,
just like one fourth kid.
I was the right age to be
the right age for to romantic.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I like Beauty and the Beast.
The kids were little, so it was like we watched a lot of Disney VHS. Yeah, yeah. So yeah, and then the Super Serious Pseudoscience.
The fifth. And then at 11:30, I also have Jaws in Depth, where me and Lindy Bowlesby and Cargill. Not Cargill, I'm sorry, Romeo and Melissa Kircher are going to do a one-hour panel analyzing the film Jaws.
Nice.
It's a film nerd panel.
Just the first
11 o'clock
one?
At night.
That's awesome.
Just the first
just
one?
Jaws. Hmm. Just Jaws. Just Jaws.
I could listen to Romeo complain about movies for like a good half hour.
Yeah, this is actually talking about how awesome it is.
I know, I'm just saying, like you know, in addition, I mean, if you guys happen to talk about later Jaws movies that were terrible, and it happened to be Romeo doing the complaining, I would be entertained by that.
All right.
Also, you should definitely come to the Fearless Comedy Productions room.
Yeah,
because we are going to have a room party again, and it's going to be even better than last year. Every aspect of last year will be better quality because we're going to have
more fearless better, and more comedy.
Better photo booth green screen, better
alcohol.
In-room giveaways, better alcohol, better decor. Everything will be better.
It's
so
entirely possible we will host an hour again. We don't know. It depends on whether or not we can fit it into our schedule.
And if we do, we probably won't have garbage booze, but we'll find out. We'll find something equivalent to make the There Is No God shot because I thought that was fucking hilarious last time. Watching all y'all faces when he took that disgusting gin down. That rotten mint.
Oh, yeah, that's
that
right.
That rotten mint gin.
The other thing, I have one panel on Sunday. You guys don't have anything on Sunday.
I know.
No. I've got Art Impossible. It's the second year of that. Me and Don Krasnowski host this panel. It's an art challenge panel. We get a bunch of artists up on the stage, and then we have them do challenges like you've got 5 minutes to design the costume for the next Doctor Who.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, that's great.
Awesome.
And it went really well last year.
Yeah, so I remember hearing how great it was last year.
That sounds like a very, very short form Project Runway or Face Off or something.
Yeah, it is. And we did varying lengths, so we do 5 minutes or 10 minutes. There was one that was like, they got 20 minutes once. And we had really impressive artists that came up with a lot of cool stuff.
What do you do while they're drawing?
Don and I, what we did is we just talked to the audience about their weekend at the con.
Ah, cool.
And then we took all the information that we got from the weekend at the con and we turned that into the final 30-minute
challenge. That's a good, is it a 2-hour panel?
Yeah, it's like,
That's a nice wrap-up Sunday panel then.
That's a nice lazy kind of. That's
so
great.
So Convergence, we're so excited.
Yeah.
Is there anything else we should mention about it?
I was planning on printing up some Geeks Without God badge ribbons. So if you see any of us at the con and you are a listener, just let us know that you heard that we're going to have badge ribbons and we'll give you one.
We should make people say something.
We'll come up with something that you have to say. We'll put it on the website.
You have to say
or
like,
on the Facebooks.
I hereby renounce my...
Yeah. You have to sing the theme song. You sing the theme song a little bit and we'll give you a badge.
At least a line or two. Then we'll give you a badge ribbon.
Yep, I like that.
Do video of it and make a montage.
Why did I have that idea? That's the worst idea ever.
Shut up and sing, monkey. All right. So let's move on to 5 answers from a listener.
Yes, we have 5 answers from Soren in Copenhagen, Denmark.
I really got to get that. I want to get a world map and stick pins in it for all the places we're getting
you
these
could
from.
Do that in our luxurious recording studio.
I know that's what I want to do.
Soren says, I only recently discovered your show. It's great, but the best thing is almost the intro song, which has been on my mind since I first heard it. I sing it regularly when cooking.
So if Soren can sing it, you can sing
exactly
it
and get a badge ribbon.
That's right. So question number 1, what's the best movie you've seen in the last 30 days?
The movie is Old Boy, a Korean flick about a man who is kidnapped one night and kept in a room for 15 years. It's one of a few Korean movies I have enjoyed, both for its own qualities, but also as a break from the many American movies we are used to.
So, yeah, Old Boy I saw as a premiere at Butnumathon.
That's so good.
The year it came out. I can't remember
what Korean,
it was.
You mean the Korean one, right?
The original
remake.
Old Boy.
Yep.
And it's Chan-wook Park, right?
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. And it's part 3 of his revenge
Sympathy for Lady Vengeance.
Sympathy for Lady Vengeance. And what's the first one? Because the first one,
I think it's Sympathy for Mr. Vengeance.
Sympathy for Mr. Vengeance. Actually, the third one's Lady Vengeance.
Right.
It's Sympathy for Mr. Vengeance, which is fucked up.
Haven't seen it.
I want to see
Lady Vengeance, I gave 3 solid tries and I fell asleep all 3 times.
Yeah. I will watch the Mr. Vengeance one. But, that sounds good.
Man, so have you seen the new Old Boy?
I have not seen it. That was Spike Lee.
I really want to.
Yeah.
But I know it's not as good as... Man, I gotta say, it's like, okay, the elevator door opening hammer in the hallway scene...
Holy shit.
...is one so take, great. And it's... I fucking love... Like, it's all so from that flat, almost Wes Anderson, like, cutaway of the building.
Yeah.
Like, I just love that scene.
I love that scene. It's so violent. Movie. We watched that movie once when we were both sick. I remember, like, we were both sick in bed. Like, we had like, some just, like, drag-ass, like, cold.
Yeah.
And it was one of those times when we both got it at the same time. So, like, it was, like, we were just both miserable. Usually what happens is one of us gets sick, and then after they're better, like, the other one does.
3 days to a week, yeah.
You know, but this time was, like, double douche. Like, just both of us in the bed dying. And I remember watching it and being like, am I dying or is this movie fucked up? Like, it's so good.
All 3 of the revenge movies are fucked up. But Lady Vengeance is... it's too bad you've fallen asleep because it gets better the longer the movie goes.
That's what I've heard is that, like, the first half hour is, like, kind of an obstacle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the rest of the movie is really solid. So anyway, good pick. Good pick.
Yeah.
So question number 2... which I don't remember these. Sure. What's your favorite atheist character?
There you go.
I actually don't notice that much of a character as atheist, but I guess Temperance Brennan from Bones is kind of cool.
Yeah, she's definitely atheist.
We talked about her, she's
Bone call. Something about a bone.
All right, Temperance Brennan.
Question number 3. What is your geekiest hobby?
My wife works in a shop, so she is home at 7 p.m. So besides my full-time job, I pick up the kids and cook each day. So free time has to wait a couple of years. What I do as a hobby is mostly bake bread and cakes.
I love bread.
We have a friend of Molly and I's, a guy in my D&D group, who is a baking nerd.
Yeah.
Like, he... I made pretzels from his recipe as a base. Like,
he makes all kinds.
He makes sourdough bread by actually fermenting the dough or whatever you need. Some weird technique you need for that. And I mean, like, baking is fucking serious science business.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. So yeah, more. Kudos to you for making bread. Question number 4, what's your favorite sandwich?
Simple is good. We do not have a tradition of making sandwiches in Denmark. We make what foreigners call open-faced sandwiches on dark, compact sourdough rye bread. But Danes distinguish between a sandwich, which is filling between bread, and a piece of smørrebrød, which is a single slice with topping. So, Danish rye bread with warm liver paste, fried mushrooms, and sliced bacon is a great classic I adore.
Hot damn.
That sounds fucking amazing.
That does sound
amazing. I can make that.
I love me some liver paste.
Yeah, dude. I love liver.
I've never had liver.
I want to make it, but I also know, like, in order to have delicious liver, it needs to be with onions, and I don't fry onions in the house because it will make me insane for days. It's one of the smells on my, like, list of 5 that, like, I can't abide.
If your hands smell like onions,
I wish I could, but it makes me nuts.
I don't like onions, and I still like liver, so I'm just...
Yeah, this doesn't have onions, though, so this would be easy to do. But hold on, the answer continues. If I had to choose a real sandwich, it would be cold, fresh sandwich bread with a generous layer of hummus and grilled veggies like bell peppers, squash, eggplant, and spring onions.
That sounds dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
So, open-faced sandwich... in America, in the United States, there is a military tradition of an open-faced sandwich with, like, sausage and gravy, which is referred to as shit on a shingle.
Yep.
Oh, chipped beef on toast is also...
Oh, that's also shit on the shingle, yeah. So, like, the slang term for for several different varieties of open-faced sandwich in the United States is shit on a shingle.
Yeah,
that's appetizing.
Yeah, chipped beef on toast or creamed beef on toast is something that you can actually get in as a Stouffer's frozen chipped beef thing. I had an ex-boyfriend who used to eat it all the time, and it literally looks and smells like puke.
Yeah,
it's really bad.
Liver paste and mushrooms would look a lot like shit.
Yeah, but liver. Liver. It's just, I used to eat Braunschweiger as a kid. Like, I would just eat a Braunschweiger, and it's so good, man.
Question number 5. Funny. You're right. What's the stupidest thing anyone's ever said about your atheism?
It must be when I was told that I know God exists, but choose to be an atheist to be able to live a life of sin. That was in an internet argument. It's not only a silly argument. If I know God exists, then I would also know that hell exists, and being an atheist would not help my eternal life.
If you know God exists, you're not an atheist.
Right, but it's also deeply insulting. It's calling me a liar and a hedonist all in one. Not that hedonism is necessarily wrong, but in the believer's eyes it is. Thanks for a great show.
Thanks. Yeah,
thanks for your answers.
When we were at church, there was the talk about, you know, they talk all the time, you know, God, I know I'm a sinner, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, that argument doesn't even make sense, because Christians, certainly the Christians that we were watching,
the fundies,
all believe that we're all sinners. So saying, well, you don't believe in God so you can sin, it's like, well, you
sin. Well, no. See, there's a difference between we are all sinners because we're born sinners, because we're imperfect.
Because our parents fucked.
No. Well, but also just because we are imperfect by our nature. That's a big difference from you sin.
Yes.
You actively sin. Those people in that church, probably a lot of them, don't do the things that are considered, you know, sinful in the sense that... Well, that
there's,
you know,
that adage, like, don't hate the sin, not the sinner.
Hate the sin, love the sinner.
It's one is an action and the other is...
Yeah. The whole, like, Jesus...
I'm not saying it makes a ton of sense, but...
Oh, my... And, you know, and the whole idea that, like, you are choosing to pretend you don't believe in God just so you can, like, drink and fucking gamble or whatever.
So
like,
condescending.
But then you're not... Well, and you're not an atheist.
Right.
I mean,
well, that's what they're saying. They're saying you're not... You don't actually believe that.
There's no such thing as atheism.
That's what they're saying. Yeah.
Atheists believe in God. They just choose to forsake Him.
They're pretending.
It's impossible not to believe in God. That's what they're saying.
That you bring up, we were for the 100th episode at the church, and sitting there, and I just remember looking around. I feel like I spent so much time just looking around in like marveling at all the people and how rapt and like attentive they were and nodding and they were convinced.
Kind of culture shock.
But yeah, it was just so strange because I mean, even the Christian friends we have are no way fundies.
Not those people.
In no way. Even the ones that are super serious about it. Like Jenna's pretty serious about her faith, but like, I would never see her like, it was very weird. It was a lot
so
to
anyway,
take in.
Thanks again for the
Yay, Soren Kongstad, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, I think that is our episode. If you want to send in your answers to our 5 questions, send them into 5questions@geekswithoutgod.com. You should like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter.
Yeah.
And apparently people have been rating us on iTunes.
Yay!
So appreciate it.
That's great, guys. Apparently someone saw us under their, like, new and featured podcast.
That is so cool.
Sweet. That's awesome.
Someone had sent us a Facebook message saying that.
Feel free to leave any comments that you want to say on the Facebook posting of the Geeks Without God too, because you know we're all over the Facebooks.
If you're going to be at Convergence, see us there. But also let us know if there's any panels you're going to be going to, you're excited for participating in, or if you have any costumes.
What are you going to wear?
We want to know. And don't forget to just say hi to us and get a ribbon and sing the song and do the dance. We're Geeks Without God, so we'll see you next Tuesday.
Bye.
My Convergence costume is super secret, you guys.
We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks without God.
Until next time, you can find us blogging and listen to past podcasts at geekswithoutgod.com. And you can follow us on Twitter at geekswithoutgod.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks, geeks without God.
I got away with it again.
Oh, I know. He has that look on his face a lot.
Look at me, I'm so silly. All right, I got to pee.